WJR, where Detroit comes to talk. Here's WJR's Kevin Dietz.
The link between smoking and cancer is well documented and widely known, but what about alcohol and cancer? Fewer than 1 in 3 Americans recognize alcohol as a cause of cancer, according to a study. This new study shows just how much of a risk drinking can be. At least 4% of the world's newly diagnosed cases have been related to various cancers, or 741,300 people can be attributed to drinking alcohol, according to this study that came out in July. Joining us here to talk about it is Dr. Al Halleck with the Karmanos Cancer Institute. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning.
Everybody knows about smoking and cancer, right? But alcohol can be related to cancer as well. I didn't know this, so hopefully you can educate me on this and the rest of our listeners as well.
You are correct, actually. It's interesting that people tend to know more about the link between smoking and cancer, but little actually of us know that there is a very strong correlation between alcohol and cancer. We are actually working to raise this awareness, and thanks for having this few minutes of your show to raise this awareness. Now, why alcohol cause cancer? We actually think that this is related to the material inside the alcohol that's called ethanol. It is a cancer inducer by preventing actually the body from repairing its damaged cells. And with that, actually, with time, this will develop, the cancer after years. And also, alcohol changes hormone levels like the estrogen, and actually that could lead to a breast cancer down the road as well if you have an excessive estrogen in your body.
So when you're talking about alcohol, are you talking about all forms of alcohol, beer, wine, liquor?
Correct.
All of these contain ethanol.
They contain ethanol, exactly.
Okay. And so this ethanol, it's not a friend to the reproduction of cells or the repairing of cells in your body.
Correct. Unfortunately, this would happen. And it's actually, it takes years, of course, for that to happen. But this is a continuous thing that happens in our body once we have the ethanol inside it. This is going to prevent the body from repairing that damage. And like as far as simple, like we all see that when we drink like a hot tea or something in our mouth, we see how that lining inside, this will peel off. So then your body is going to repair this damage. So I'm just talking about just an example of what does it mean to repair the damage inside your body. So the body will repair that damage for this lining inside your mouth. So then alcohol will impair the ability of the body to repair itself when it's there in your body. And for example, like this could develop down the road for, an oral or mouth cancer, we call it, or esophageal cancer, food pipe. You have other cancers like liver cancer. I see it, every day in my practice. Unfortunately, it is very strongly linked to alcohol intake. Of course, again, not a month or two. It's a cumulative effect, something you do, on a daily basis, heavily drinking. And actually, this study nicely put those in three categories where you have the moderate drinkers, which is less or two drinks or less per day, or more than two drinks per day, but less than six, those called the risky drinkers, and then above six drinks a day, those are the heavy drinkers. And actually, the association between those correlated well with the statistics. The more you drink, actually, the higher chance of you having cancer. So as you alluded, the study showed 4% of the cancers that happened in 2020 was actually related to alcohol drinking. That actually happened in 2010. So they actually tracked back those patients to 2010. How was their drinking habits in 2010? Because, under the assumption you take probably 10 years after your drinking habit, been there to develop cancer from that alcohol. So this is how actually they linked it. And again, as I told you, the people who drink more than six actually drinks per day, or they scientifically made that as a 60 gram per day, those patients had almost 50% chance of having 50% of those patients that developed cancer in 2020. Those are actually the heavy drinkers. So half of them were the heavy drinkers of alcohol.
Wow, yeah. So we've heard a glass of wine in moderation can be healthy for us, and maybe it can be for the heart or other things. But as you look at this study, the more you drink, and if you drink every day and you drink more than six drinks every day, your long-term chances of having a cancer or having that cancer related to alcohol just go up. They go up. That is,
and actually, for those patients who drink like two drinks or less per day, out of those patients in 2020 who had cancer related to alcohol, there was 14% of those that actually those are the modest drinkers, like two drinks per day or less. So that's where the message comes to, you know, like if you're a heavy drinker, please cut down. As you see, the science actually tells us this is a strong correlation between alcohol and cancer. And of course, if you drink, you know, moderately, you know, keep that or maybe, you know, you know, cut down a little bit more so you actually don't get the harmful effect of that.
Now, this study also showed some differences between men and women. Is that right?
Correct. Men actually were more exposed to cancer related to alcohol. And in general, usually men are, for exception of the breast cancer, men are higher in the incidence of cancer in general. But actually, when you put alcohol in that equation, that actually signifies that difference between men and women.
And for women, the vast majority of cancer cases related to alcohol do end up being breast cancer.
Yes, it is breast cancer. As I told you, it's actually an interesting mechanism where the alcohol will increase the estrogen level in the body, and estrogen actually is the feed. It's the food for the breast cancer. It actually what feeds it, what starts it, and makes it grow.
Do we know anything about age? Is this obviously it takes some time for this to develop? So older people who've been drinking longer may be more susceptible to this. But is there an age group that this is particularly dangerous for?
Of course, yes. You know, like if you above 50, this risk will increase significantly because age by itself is also what we call a cancer inducer. It's just our body, you know, when we get older, we'll tend to have less ability to repair the damage that happened on a, you know, because of the environment, as we just said, like anything in the environment can do damage to ourselves, and our body is programmed to repair that damage, and the age actually will play a role in that. And if you add alcohol, maybe smoking as well, other things, you know, maybe family history, you know, you carry a gene that maybe by itself would not, you know, develop cancer for you, but then you drink alcohol, you smoke cigarettes, you know, this will increase the chance of this gene developing cancer down the road by folds.
Yeah, and 4% of the newly diagnosed cases, that may sound like a small number, but that's 741,300 people. That is a lot of people impacted by alcohol as it pertains to cancer. Do you think there'll come a day where there's a warning, where we like cigarettes, where there's a warning right on the label, or is this something that doctors are going to have to just talk to their patients one at a time, or do you think the public will get behind an education effort to warn people about this?
I think it's we are all in this together. So I think it's a collaborative work between the doctors actually working with their patients on that one-on-one, as you say, especially the primary care providers when they see their patients on annual visits, you know, pay extra attention to their drinking habits and then counsel them regarding that. And yes, I think probably putting, as you say, the label on the alcohol, like containers, that this will increase the risk of cancer, and specifically, as we say, like, you know, mouth cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, etc. And at least that, like how we do it with the cigarettes, so people really at least take responsibility that, okay, we're purchasing that, we understand this is the problem, and that may actually lead to a less and less consumption, at least as far as the amount. And then, of course, the community. It is important for the community to work together, workshops, you know, the young people actually to get together and educate their community about that risk and work with the young folks actually not to start drinking from an early age.
All right, Dr. L. Halleck with Camarones Cancer Institute, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. Thank you.
All right. Your calls are next, 1-800-859-0957. You're listening to WJR, where Detroit comes to talk.